It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital TV.
Or technical meltdown.
With the wind chill, temperatures they say could feel as cold as 5 degrees.
So cover up your privates.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, it is e-break time. This time of the morning every Friday, we give you three candidates where programming came to a complete stop down here on The Little Ticket. And then for some reason, we let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Three candidates this week, all with their own stories. First up, a man who has been accused of doping in this competition through the years. And sometimes he just has a hard time saying what he really means. And sometimes he stumbles, including this time. It's Craig Rosengarten from the Saturday Morning Tee Box. And I don't know why he said this word four times in a row, but he did.
They had these Japanese ice creams. You ever heard of these?
I've seen them in Whole Foods. Whole Foods has a case now, right?
I have no idea. I know the ice cream inside. I have no idea what they're wrapped in.
Rice.
Triple rice.
It's rice flour. Rice. I was looking for the.
No, I like the rice.
It's a rice baby.
The rice baby. Thank you, Dave.
It's rice flour.
Oh boy. Anyway,
tried that.
They had.
This is what it sounded like.
Rice.
You know, he's like a great running back when the team breaks the huddle and you see him lined up 7 or 8 yards deep. You know something good is coming. When you hear Craig's voice, you just know something good is coming.
Rice.
There's no way that's a word.
The CPU got caught in a loop there.
He just couldn't stop it. All right, so there's Craig Rosengarten up for yet another e-break. And then we always enjoy a good bear trap. Well, one got sprung on Bob Sturm this week as Justin Montemayor was sitting in. And he has a grandmother, or in this case he had a grandmother, that used to make fajitas for him. I guess an old special family recipe. And Bob, thinking that he's an expert on Hispanic culture, thought he would make a guess as to where the grandmother was living, and he had the trap sprung on him.
Yeah. I feel like we really got to the bottom of this.
Mi abuela didn't make too many fajitas, so we didn't have that.
A guy who's anglicized his last name for career purposes is going to try to text next stunt over here.
Does abuela live with you and have what's called her closet and her bathroom?
No, she's passed on to the next plane now, Bob.
Ooh,
thank you very much.
Wow.
Okay. You win.
That's the 130 news.
You win.
Wow.
Boy, what a shutdown that was of Bob. Okay, well, let me go ahead and tell you where I bet she lives.
Why does Bob love making fun of dead grandmothers? That's always been his thing.
It's kind of been his bit through the years, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. He put it on his audition tape when he applied at the ticket.
That was a quick surrender by Bob. You win.
You win.
Yeah, you win, dude. All right, one more time.
Yeah.
I feel like we really got to the bottom of this.
Mi abuela didn't make too many fajitas, so we didn't have that way.
A guy who's anglicized his last name for career purposes is going to try to text next stunt over here.
Does abuela live with you and have what's called her closet and her bathroom?
No, she's passed on to the next plane now, Bob. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Okay. You win.
That's the 130 news.
You win.
Bob surrenders, and he's candidate number two. Candidate number three is Mike Reiner, trying to make a joke about how short Paul Simon is. Unfortunately, the math really didn't work out for Reins here.
Also enjoying birthdays today, let us please find Paul Simon is 76.
God. Paul in
which is approximately the same number of inches that he is tall.
Oh, I was about to say, wow.
76.
That's really tall.
6'4"?
74 inches?
Yeah, I was counting. I'm finding
a 6'2".
Oh, I thought you said 76.
He's nowhere near that. He's much closer to
5'2". He's 5'3".
Hey, I was no good at arithmetic, man.
No, you weren't.
It would be 6'4".
I really weren't. I mean, we could tell when you count.
That's really
right.
Funny, though.
He's a great 4.
8'4".
Right. Didn't he say 76?
76, so we were at 6'4".
Yeah.
He thought he had one on him.
Oh, he was so happy.
Which,
he had been waiting for that broadcast moment his whole life.
So many inches tall he is.
What's that, Ken?
All right, one more time.
Also enjoying birthdays today, let us please find Paul Simon is 76.
God.
Paul in
which is approximately the same number of inches that he is tall.
Oh, I was about to say, wow.
76.
That's really tall.
6'4"?
74 inches?
Yeah, I was counting. I'm finding
a 6'4". 6'2".
Oh, I thought you said 76.
He's nowhere near that. He's much closer to
5'2". He's 5'3".
Hey, I was no good at arithmetic, man.
No, you weren't.
It'd be 6'4".
I really weren't. I mean, we could tell when you count.
That's really
right.
Funny, though.
He's a great 4.
8'4".
Isn't Paul Simon one of the most notably short entertainers ever?
Yes.
Like, that's almost what he's known for.
With one comment, Ryan sent that show into absolute bedlam and chaos.
Yeah, he didn't get a lot. Oh, no, Mike, that's not right, because 76 would be a little tall. Right. What you meant to,
no,
you
there
meant
was
to
no
say was...
No, gentle correction of the record to propel the show forward.
Not a lot of team support, just a lot of cackling, and yeah. All right, so those are your three candidates. Craig Rosengarten, Bob Sturm, or Mike Reiner. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, musers. It's been a long time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're going to beat me down, I'll just vote for Mike Reiner.
Okay. That wasn't that bad, was it?
Take a vacation.
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay. Gosh. I guarantee we're going to get a lot worse. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Now, who knew back in 1980 when I retired from baseball, I would also retire from voting until today. I'll go through my votes with you and tell you who I voted for. 60, Kennedy, 64, Goldwater, 68, Nixon, as in Otis Nixon, one of the best base runners in baseball, 72, write-in candidate Walter Mayer, 76, Carter, as in Gary Carter, helping pitchers work fastballs inside off speed down and away. 80, Reagan, 2017, I got to vote for Mike Reiner. I'll be listening to the corner talking about different types of pitches.
Okay, that was Tim McCarver. Not too bad. Worse than Tiger, better than Tiger.
He said in 76, a write-in vote for Walter Mayer. Is that a reference to my eighth grade teacher, Walter Mayer? Which
I don't know.
It would have been right in that time frame.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you know another Walter Mayer?
No, I don't. Mm-mm. I have no idea who that is.
Wow. That's a deep reference.
Boy, that is.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. Do you know who my favorite receiver of all time is? It's who? Jerry Rice.
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I just thank both DISD and Dallas County Community College for my fine education. Godspeed, boys.
All right. Voting for himself there. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to vote responsibly for Mike Reiner.
Okay, Mike with an early lead here. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Hello, you're on the air.
Wow. Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the mean green?
Yes.
It's not really sounding like it lately, but nonetheless, let's go with some rice, baby.
Okay. What do you mean? I've talked about the mean green this week. Pumped up their win last week over UTSA. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, it's Susan Hawk calling in.
Hey, Susan. Oh. Haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm just wandering the streets every now and then, just saying, I'd like to vote on the e-brake again.
Yeah.
Who you want to vote for?
Are the Colorado State Rams playing tonight?
I don't know. Are they?
I think they are.
Sounds like fake Billy Tubbs.
Did you vote for me?
No, I don't live in Dallas. Just vote, would you?
When's Christmas again?
Same day as every year.
It's really strange.
Is the moon lit up?
Okay. Enough already. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, guys. It's E-Brake Man. Oh, my God. Your muscles are huge. Of course they are. I'm a superhero. And today I use my superpowers to vote for Sterminator. Oh, my God. That vote made me pregnant. Looks like E-Brake Man's getting a second job.
Okay.
I like that play.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Peter King here.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter, what's happening?
Listen, I'm about to go into a meeting, but I wanted to tell you guys that I miss you. I've been thinking about you, thinking about how hot we got together.
Okay, just vote,
okay,
Peter.
That's the Miami coach's dialogue right there, or monologue.
That's right. All right.
I know you got to keep that
I'll
baby.
I'll take a
but...
no vote for that. Just have some pretty good Peter King. That's not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, listen, this is Jim over here at Dogs Drinking Breast Milk Society. We hear there's a George talking real bad about that. We don't like it.
Okay, thank you. Your complaint's registered. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Mike Reiner and someone by Rob Hardy, a double Long Island iced tea.
Well, we finally have a winner. Mike Reiner has won the emergency break of the week again.
Also enjoying birthdays today, let us please find Paul Simon is 76.
God.
Genius.
Paul in,
which is approximately the same number of inches that he is tall.
Oh, I was about to say, wow.
76.
That's really tall.
6'4"?
74 inches?
Yeah, I was counting. I'm in the
6'4". A 6'2".
Oh, I thought he said 76.
He's nowhere near that. He's much closer to
5'2". He's 5'3".
Hey, I was no good at arithmetic, man.
No, you weren't.
It would be 6'4".
I really weren't. I mean, we could tell when you
count.
That's
really
right.
Funny, though.
He's a great
8'4".
I mean, is that for poor Mike?
That is his 73rd win, 16 behind Norman Take-A-Knee Hitzkus.
All right, then.